There's a Navy training exercise scheduled to happen in Washington next fall in the Cascades and on the state's major peninsulas. But the exercise is causing concern for some members of the public. The U.S. Forest Service and the Navy will address those concerns at a public meeting tonight. It's being hosted by the Forks Chamber of Commerce. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
The exercises are designed to mimic an anti-aircraft missile attack. The Navy's John Moser says in places like Iraq and Syria, enemy forces use electromagnetic signals to locate their target in the air.
So they send out a signal, and that's how they would track and target our aircraft. So we locate those signals, and then we have various actions that would allow our assets, our aircraft, to avoid them or to take them out.
The real-time training would allow pilots to practice finding those signals. To do that, the Navy wants to place electromagnetic radiation emitters at more than a dozen sites on federal and state land in Washington. Moser says the signals aren't much different than what surrounds people every day from things like cell phones and microwaves.
To actually be exposed to levels of electronic emissions that are above permissible safety levels, a person would have to be in very close proximity to the antenna.
Moser says there will be warning signage. He adds that emitters will be shut down if people or animals come within 100 feet of the antenna. Still, people are concerned. The Forest Service's Greg Wall says they've received more than 200 public comments.
In general, we're hearing a lot of concerns about electromagnetic waves, electromagnetic radiation, a lot of concerns about human and wildlife health and safety issues.
There's also an online petition circulating. To accommodate the public's concerns, the comment period has been extended to the end of the month. The Pacific Northwest Electronic Warfare Range Project would be the first of its kind for Washington, though the Navy says they already conduct the same training exercises in Idaho. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.